The original was Sir Christopher Cockerill, later Sir Christopher Cockerill, who invented the hovercraft. It was then taken over by the Ministry of Aviation, who thought it had military potential. It was then passed over to four companies like Westland Aircraft, Vickers, Folland, and Britten Norman Cushion Craft, and they all had a go at developing basically experimental hovercraft. But the first one that really worked was in about 1959-60, which was the SRN-2, which we did an experimental service with on the Solent in 1964 between Apley and Portsmouth, to be precise, the Marine Barracks at Eastney. Then hover travel. This is when the public service, year-round public service, started in July 1965, which was the brainchild of Mr. Norman of Britten Norman, who were also developing their own hovercraft called the Cushion Craft. It made all the sense in the world at Ryde because there was no water at low tide, which suited the amphibious capabilities of the hovercraft. There were fairly well-to-do people on both sides from an income point of view, and it could do the four-mile trip in give or take 10 minutes, whereas the ferry, which had been in operation for some hundreds of years, had to rely on Ryde Pier for starters, which is about half a mile long, and if Queen Victoria had hovercraft, they certainly wouldn't have built Ryde Pier in 1965. So hover travel started July 65 and still runs to this day. It's over the years, it started off with hovercraft manufactured by Westland Aircraft, then turned into British Hovercraft Corporation, and they developed from an 18-seater to a 38-seater to start with gas turbine aeroplane engines, and then in the early 1980s we went on to diesel engine hovercraft, which pertain to this day. You then come to the much more important probably was the enormous hovercraft that travelled on the channel between Dover and Calais, which were manufactured by the British Hovercraft Corporation. And I also neglected to say that there was a second service on the Solent run between Cowes and Southampton. That was not as clever as the Ryde Portsmouth service because it didn't actually have any shallow water, so the competition could come from a boat, which in due course it did, and that service is now run by a catamaran.